Test 68, Section 2, Question 12. Now, with this one, we are looking for the flaw in the argument. And the conclusion of the argument is that the critique does not provide legitimate grounds to reject the book's claim about the drug's side effects. So that's our conclusion, is that the critique doesn't provide legitimate grounds. Now, the evidence in favor of that, basically, it gives some background. There's a book that is claiming that a new drug has dangerous side effects and it has been criticized by a prominent physician. Then it says the physician is employed by the company that manufactures the drug, and hence probably has personal reasons to deny that the drug is dangerous. So what we have as far as evidence is that the physician has personal reasons to deny that the drug is dangerous. But the problem with that is that just because the physician has personal reasons doesn't mean that the critique is not legitimate. It does give us reason to be a little bit suspect of it, but it doesn't say that it's wrong. And so that's what we're going to look for in our answer choice. It's possible that someone who has personal reasons for doing things also is right in their reasons. So, A, fails to address adequately the possibility that the critique of the book called into question other claims made in the book in addition to the claim that the drug has dangerous side effects. Well, we don't really care about the other claims, and so we don't have to consider that possibility. Takes for granted that anyone even remotely associated with a company that manufactures a drug is unable to fairly weigh evidence concerning the possible dangerous side effects. The problem with this is it's a little too strong. It does say takes for granted, which remember means assumes. And so we don't have to assume that anyone even remotely associated with a company. All we have to assume something about is someone who is employed by a company. And so B is too strong. C overlooks the possibility that the author of the book was biased for personal reasons in favor of the claim that the drug has dangerous side effects. Well, no, it's actually not overlooking that possibility. And that's not really a possibility we have to consider, that the author of the book was biased for personal reasons in favor of the claim that it has personal side effects. In fact, it actually is saying that the author was biased against it. So basically, a book claiming that it has dangerous side effects has been criticized. We don't really care about the author of the book. D fails to address adequately the possibility that someone who has personal reasons to deny a claim may nonetheless provide legitimate grounds for denying that claim. This sounds a little bit like what we said. Just because the physician has personal reasons, that doesn't mean that there aren't legitimate reasons to accept that claim. And then E overlooks the possibility that even if a critique does not provide legitimate grounds to reject a claim, this failure need not be the result of any personal biases by the author. Well, the problem here is that we don't really care about the author of this, and it's not about the personal biases of the author. It is a personal biases of the physician who is critiquing the book. And so D is our best answer choice here. It's the one that describes the flaw that we stated.